From the Great Lakes to the Atlantic shores and all the waterways in between, it is an effect of one of the coldest Januaries on record, ice jams. They make for some spectacular winter scenery, but as our Kristen Dahlgren reports, they're also causing serious problems on some of the nation's most vital waterways.
On the Coast Guard cutter Cleat, there is one objective.
We want to keep this channel clear so that maritime traffic can get through.
These are not the icy waters of Antarctica. These are the icy waters of Philadelphia.
It's been maybe 20 years since we've seen it this bad.
So every day, these Coast Guard icebreakers are out, slicing through a foot or more of ice to make sure vital shipping lanes stay open.
Goods that we buy in a grocery store, the heating oil for your homes, that all comes through maritime channels. So if the river were to freeze over and you weren't able to get that, obviously that affects thousands of people.
This year's extreme cold has left hundreds of waterways iced over. In the Hudson River, it's an almost constant battle. Overhead, reconnaissance flights scout for ice jams.
Cutter Sturgeon Bay, this is Oxair, 7 Mike Alpha.
While down below, crews attempt to cut through.
People don't realize that if we're not out here, these boats and commerce will not flow to New York. It just won't happen.
On the Great Lakes, icebreakers are running day and night to keep things moving. When temperatures are at their coldest, the lakes freeze over as soon as the boats pass. Meanwhile, back on the Delaware, a dead end.
This is about as far as we can go today. The ice here is simply too thick to get through, so their best bet is to break up the ice to the south of here, so once this does free, it has someplace to go.
If it jams up, there's a risk of flooding along the banks of the river up there.
Critical work.
We're trying to make a dent in it and doing the best we can.
To keep supplies flowing during an extraordinary winter that is far from over.